Learning Masech Nesivam is the Avyonim and Beis. Gemara brings the Machlokes Rishlokes and Rabbi Yechanan when Acholos Avinta V'chazav V'kitcham, the Rishlokes holds that the Cholos and the Chalutzam are not Chayiv Karis if they get remarried. It's just the love of Oyivna. And Rabbi Yechanan holds, but Rishlokes holds that all the other brothers, even for this Chalutza, and all the Tzoris, even for that Cholos, are B'karis. And Rebbe Yechanan holds, no, all the brothers and all the tzaris, there's no karis. Just the life of Lo-Yivne. And Taisus explains that if there wouldn't be any psukim, the pasuk would just say that you're chaylitz, so then the halacha would be that everyone's bekaris. Even the chaylitz and the chalutzu would be bekaris. But now that it says Lo-Yivne, Lo-Yivne is alive deraisa, it's an extra word. Lo-Yivne is alive deraisa. And the life of the Raisa teaches you that you don't get cursed. The Torah is menatik the curse to the life. Mashenkin, the Achan, and the Tzor, they remain with the original thing, if it wouldn't say Lo Yivne, and they're bekaris. And that's what it means in the Gemara, Metamad Rishlakish, Amakar Sheh Lo Yivne, Kevin Shleibon, Shuv Lo Yivne. The Torah says there's a life called Lo Yivne. And that life is menatik the curse, Taisa says. That life tells you don't get cursed. So he has that line of telling him not to akaris aval achiv kedekaimi kaimi. Valadi da hu dekai b'layivne. The chalutza also, she's the one that's b'layivne. Hatzari kedekaimi kaimi. And what is Rabbi Yechanan hold? So Taisus chayev, what Taisus is saying is, according to Yechanan, it's also layivne is menach the akaris. But Rabbi Yechanan says, it can't be machalik between the chalutz and the brothers, and between the chalutza and the tzaris. Because originally, either one could do the chalitza. Either Isha could do the chalitza. That's not really a kasha. It could be bekaris. But the pshat is that since we know akapanim, the chalitza and the chalitza are not bekaris, so miyik and midi, that there should be a chilik, because originally either one could have done it. So since it's a nituk legabe the chalutz and chalutza, who would legabe everyone? And that's when he fears ice. Eliyu shlichusa the achim kavod. They're all chalutzim, but he's just a shliach. And he shlichusa tzara kavod. They're all chalutzis. She's just a shliach. And the male, the nituk applies to all them equally. That's Taisus Mahalach in the sugya. But there's a famous Rashba later on Daf Mem Aleph that's mavur a different pshat in this sugya. The Raj was discussing the sugya there, that Rav says, Yivom Shehutcha V'nesa V'chazav V'hutcham goes back to the original Hector. And so Machlaik is there, what if a Yavam died, it was like Nasa Meis, Umeis V'akach Nasa Chai. The Yavam died, and after he died, his brother, and after the Meis died, his brother went and married the Yavam's sister. So now she's Achisisha. And then that sister died. So she was Hutcha. When the Meis died, she was Hutcha. When he married the sister, she became an Achisisha. And afterwards, the sister died. So she was Chazav a Hutcha. So it's a Machlekes the Rav and Shmuel. If at the time of the Mises HaMeis, the time in the Nefilas Yibam, she was an Achisisha, and then the Yavam's wife died, she's no longer an Achisisha, so we say Nesra. Kevin she Nesra Sha'achas, Nesra Olav Elamis. But let's say it was Hutcha Vinesha, that's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. So the Rajba has a Gevaldik Akasha. How could it be, Tazla Tei Rishayna shall be Zakuk to Yibim and Chalitza, she was already Mutal Lashuk, it's not Darchi Nayim. We have, Taisus mentioned this in that base, we have a concept of Darchi Nayim. It's not Darchi Nayim to say Isha Zakuk Lashuk, and then circumstances change, she's Materis Lashuk, and circumstances change, she becomes Zakuk to the Yavim again. Not Darchi Nayim. So the Rajba says, because of that, he wants to say that she's not Zakuk anymore. She does not need Chalitza and Yivam. She's just Mutter. If he wants to marry her, he could. Amari Digazach. She's the Eshazach. At the time of the Nefila, he could do Yivam and Chalitza. Then he married her sister, so she became an Achisisha. So now she's Materis Lashuk. And now her sister died. So he has a choice. He's allowed to marry her. She's not Zakuk to Yivam or Chalitza, but he can marry her. It doesn't have the din of Eish Esach Shleib Maka Mitzvah. And why is that? And the Rajba says, because once it was already a heter of the Eish Esach, which has Nefila, she'll never become an Eish Esach again. And he has a Udekadakaimel, and he says, He says, this is the same halacha we have in our sugya. That after chalitza, neither the achen nor the tzaris could have karis anymore. Why not? But the Teretz says, and he quotes the Gemara like this, it's interesting. It's not our girsa here. So he says, so too, by hutcha v'nesu v'chaz of hutcha, it was hutcha, so she can never have an isra shesach again. Rab Nachum is ma'ir, that the Rif seems, he's matig agamara, that he's matig there in the fourth parak, and that men, the Rif says, Rab Yechonam mika mini dimikari boy achalzi boy achalzi boy lahai miyabim boy lahai miyabim v'ashtakar levikaris. That the Gemara wasn't only saying chalitza, it was also saying yibum. That seems to be the girsa of Rashba. So he didn't copy the Gemara word for word, he copied the Teichen, So Taisus learns if there's no pasuk of lo yivne, it's kares. It's an eishes actually for maka mitzvah. That's a pshat in Taisus. And could be Taisus holds, which of an esiv a chazav a hutcher, there is, becomes reinstated the matzav of yivne ben chalitza. What do you do with darchanayim? Maybe the other turitzim. But the Rashba holds, the side of Rabbi Yechanan is, that once there was an afil yibum, there can never be karis v'eshesach again. So, according to the Rashi, we have to mivare three things. First of all, what exactly is Rish Lakish's svar? Rish Lakish holds that the chelitz and the chalutza are belav, and the other achim are bekaris. Why is that? Second question is, according to Rish Lakish, what's the chilti in the chelitz and chalutza and the achim and the tzaris? And the third question is, why did Rabbi Yechanan need the svar of shlichus of the achim and shlichus of the tzaris? If the side of Rabbi Yechanan is that stamitz mutter, so who cares if the chalitza was done b'shlichus or not done b'shlichus? Has nothing to do with the chalitza. You can never have an issei shesach because it was ready hutra. The lashon that the Rashba quotes from Agamari is miyikamidi demikar hutchlo v'ashtakar levissei shesach b'kars. So why would the Gemara say shlichusa d'achim shlichusa d'tzaris mamish apella? So the mahalach that most achrayim go with, which is the Beis Meir and Evan Ezra Siman Kuv Samach Aleph and the Karen Oyrim, later in the Afmem Aleph, and the Achi Ezra of Chaim Ezer, and Siman Bezois Dalin, and Rabarach Ber and Bechashmul Siman Vav. That Rish Lakish, that is goof for the Machloikis Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. The Machloikis Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan is, do we say the Rashi is Yisayid or not? Do we say that once it's Hutra, that's it, that's the end, and it can never be Asr again, so that would apply to all the tzaris and all the achen, none of them could be bekaris. They're all hutra. And what does Rish Lakish hold? It's all that you say. He holds even if it's hutra, that's only kol zman dezikas yibum. Once there's no din yibum, so it's back to the issei shesach. So why does Rish Lakish hold that the chelitz and chalutza are belav? So you'll say that Rish Lakish is the same as Taisus. Taisus says that it's al tznituk. The Rashi was only saying it in Rabbi Yechanan. The Rashi said, "Lefimai the kaimalon," because the Rashi holds that the nituk only applies to the yavam yavama. There's no such din that shlichus can make a nituk. That's gufa the machlekes. That's Rabbi Yechanan's lashon according to his girsa. Miyikim midi the mikara hutchu the mikara miyabim. And the meila the issue is al sutcha. But according to Rish Lakish, there's no such thing. It's only hutcha letzerech yibum. Once there's no more Yibun, Yibun's not negayim because someone did a chalitza, so good as Beis Hashach. What about the chalitza and the chalitza? Well, Yibun that teaches you there's no karis. Mamish the same way of Taisus. Now we have the third kasha, so why did Bechet say shlichus adach shlichus to the tzaris? What's the point? That's not the word. The word is it was hutra. So Rav Nachum brings very interesting and I'll give the keys. That in the Pirish and Taisus kainif in both the Rashmi Shans and the Ravid, the Pirish and the Sefra, the Taisus kainif, so in Parash Hashemar, Parash Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. Them avur that the din of Shlichus is to give the lav of Layivna. Azai, why wouldn't the Achen be stammutu with the Tzaris? Azai the Yivam Shahucha Vanessa Vachaza Vahucha, she's completely Rishus, she's allowed to marry her. So, here also, you have the Yivama, then someone else to the Chalitza, the Chalitza and the Chalitza have a lav of the ranks of Layivna. But the Achen and the Tzaris Mechatesa, so the din of Shlichus is to give them the lav Layivna. Good, so then it's a little bit shver, because once Rish Lakish holds of a nituk, and Rabbi Yechanan is also maskim is the lav Layivna Mikayach Shlichusa, So why would the Bechan have to come on to a new Svarim Futra? It's a little bit shvei. Falk upon him, that's one Mahalach. And Rav Shlichusa had this interesting thing, Rav Nachav brings to Rishayim, the Rashbi Shans and the Raivin, Shlichusa is to give the lav. But the Imre Moshe, Semei Aizayin, and Rav Chanan and the Kavit Tzaris holds the same thing. They hold us a deichik to say that Rav Shlakish doesn't hold the Yisayin. See, the emes is, the Achrayim that bring it, they say good. So the Machloikish of Berech Rav Shlakish is the Machloikish Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Yivam Mashutcha Vanessa Vachazutcha Tangs of Tei Rishayim. And Shmuel says, no. The Kevin Shinesha Shachas, Nesha Vlamas, Vivalechutcha Vanessa. But hopefully, if Yechanan holds it once his head of even, that's it. The Isha Shachas Paka, gone forever. Now Shenkin Rishlakish holds not that way. Holds it's only gone if there's a Matzah Vachisanim. So same thing here. Yivam Mashutcha Vachazutcha Vanessa Vachazutcha. Then Rishlakish goes together with Shmuel. Rishlakish doesn't hold the Yisayid and it's Hutter. And Shmuel holds Hutcha Vanessa Chazutcha is remains Nesra. Now, Gabbanim, the Mimesh holds is the Deichik that Rishlakish argues on the Yisayid. And he's Masbir, and the Kaivitz Ari says the same thing. Simadaladai's test. Now, the Yishalmi is a very interesting Yishalmi. Right here, Paragalaf Allah Aleph. Yishalmi says, the man the Yama, Kol Meidim Mitzaru Shulchayiv, which is Rishlakish, Kol Meidim Mitzaru Shulchayiv, that's Chayiv Kuris on the Tzar, Kiddish Echem Minashuk Echem Mehem. Let's say you have a Yavim with multiple Tzaris. And somebody in a shuk was mekadesh one of those tzaris. Uba yavam v'cholitz lo'i bo'ele, paka kedusha mimena. If the yavam did chalitza and yivim to the one that he was mekadesh, paka kedusha mimena. Because Yisham is going with the man yom, ain't kedusha taifs in b'yavam l'shuk. So machlek is later, but there's such a man yom, kedusha not taif is b'yavam l'shuk. So he was mekadesh, but now the yavam comes and does yivim or chalitza, the kedusha is paka. But cholitz l'chaverta uba olel, l'mafreya cholol of kedusha. Here we have the case. Someone dies, at least five wives. Right? Well, let's say two wives. We'll call them Rachel and Leah. And a guy is Mekadesh Rachel. If the other then goes and does either Chalitza or Yibim to Rachel, there's no Kedushin. That's called Ein Kedushin Taifs to Mivam Alashuk. But if the brother goes and does Yibim and Chalitza to Leah, the Mefreya, the Kedushin is Kal and Rachel. And the Yishalmi says this is true according to the man Yomim that says, on the Tzarid is Karis. So the first Shema Masber like this. The Etzim is the Yisayin, like the Rashban Yivam Mestachmem Aleph, that once the Zika, once there's a Heter, the Heter will never go, the Heter will never come back. And that's why after Chalitza it's Mutter. What's the Pshan in the Manilm of Karis? Because he holds that when you have a Yibim and a Chalitza to one, from one brother to one Tzara, the Mafreya, we look at it that the Zika was only this one. The Zika is to the one that eventually does Yibim and Chalitza. That's what the Zika is. And it's an Afkamina for Tfisa's Kedushin. And Kedushin Taizim Amal Shuk, fine. But if you end up doing Chalitza and Yibim on the Tzara, she never was the Yibim Amal Shuk. The Mafrei is Chal Kedushin. And who holds that way? The one that holds that the Tzara is Bekaris, Rish Lakish. Hazakdim Emesha and Abachanan, so Rish Lakish also holds of the Yisayin. That once it's Hutcher, it can never be Asur again. Rish Lakish holds also that way. But Rish Lakish holds that the Zika l'mafrei is only for the particular Chayus and particular Chalutza. That's the Zika. Everyone else is not Nechol in the Zika. So, they were the ones who had a Heter of Yibum. They had a Chalitza, fine. But the Heter will never be Paka. They only have a Lavel or Yivna. But everyone else, l'mafrei never had a Heter of Yibum. Because l'mafrei the Zika wasn't to them. And Rabbi Yochanan says, and now Rabbi Yochanan is beautiful. The question is a direct question. Nah, there was a heter of everyone. You don't say, l'mafrei, it was only this one. I said, how did it work? Who's an Acham Kavod? Now we understand Rabbi Yochanan beautifully, according to the Rashi of Afim Aleph. Because Rish Lakish holds the same Yisayin. Hutra is Hutra. Never becomes Asur again. But Rish Lakish says, Hutcha for the one that has the Nefilas Yibum. Only the Chalitz and Chalutza have the Nefilas Yibum, as they say in the Yishalmi. So Rabbi Yochanan, no. If everyone could do Chalitza, now you can, yesterday you told me they could do Chalitza, now you're going to tell me there was no Nefilas Yibum. The question of Bechan, the tone of voice of Bechan is much more clear now. And that's why he says it's Sarv Shlichus. Right? The kash is if they also had, so where's their chalitza? Good, it's one chalitza for everyone. But everyone's participating in the chalitza. Everyone's considered ivam, everyone gets an heter. That's the second malach in the Rashbam. Now the shaila is, lefi zeh, would this shtim, because Shmuel holds that hucha v'nesha v'chaza v'hucha is nesra. So it seems that Shmuel doesn't hold that it's yisayid. But Reuven Grzovsky also holds it the same thing. He says no. He also agrees that when there's a het, the Veisha Sacha can never come back. But there's a Nayadin called Nesra. Nesra's Xeris Akasav. A Yavam that's Nesra turns into an Eishach Sheish Yavam. That doesn't apply to Chalitza. Chalitza, the het will never come back. That's why according to Rebechon and everyone's mother, just have a lot of Yivna, and according to Rish Lakish, the only reason why not is because I'm afraid they never had it. They never had a het to Bechlal. They never had a Zikas even Bechlal. But Shmuel holds his Xeris Akasav of Nesra. Rav holds Nesra, that Xeris Akasav of Nesra is only B'shas Nefila. Shmuel holds even Achan Nefila. The din of Nesra can make you a nation sach. There's another kasha, which is a shmeka, I don't have a good answer. I'm Shahid Chazayin. That if they have the Rajman and Yivam and stuff, my Malach Shisayin, that the Hutcher can never go back, what's the Gemara before we said, Megarisha began to Machzira? You learn it from Lekacha Lelisha, she Megarisha began to Machzira. The Gemara says, and the reason why I need that she's Machzira is because you would think, it's Megarisha beget, because he already did the Yibam, and now she should have a Dinavei Shasach, Kamash Malan. The Chari coined to the Rajma, he holds the only the Pasuk for that. How am I going to say, this is the Pasuk that says that you're saying, that's a Mashma the way. This Pasuk's Mashma, it's the Yibam, it's that way. The Yibam makes Lekacha Lelisha. But the Rajma is even out the Yibam. This Eish HaSach can't go back. Tzarechiyim b'zeh. But now, I want to go into we didn't get to give a shiur on the Yunam and Aleph. And the Yunam and Aleph, a Taisus there, it's not negay, this Sugis HaGemara there, but Taisus brings in a shiloh, which Rishonim really discuss on Bezim and Aleph, the shiloh of Balas Tanai. I want to take the opportunity to discuss the Sugi of Balas Tanai, the Taisus on Yunam and Aleph, the Masul Elam Lester, the Rebbe Hani Kloli, and the other Rishonim that are on Bezim and Aleph. And Taisus asked there, why don't we have another Erev in the Mishnah, right, the Sugi there was discussing, it should be 16 Arayas, why don't we have another Erev called Eishes Ish? What's the case of Eishes Ish? How could Eishes Ish be Naifa Liyibam? So Taisus says, you said, Ereza Gita Chamanash L'Tinasi L'Plein. And that, Taisus says, is a machlokes in the ninth parak of Gittin, if that works or not. You want to divorce your wife, but you don't want her to marry a certain person. Not him. So you say, Hareza Gita Chamash L'Tinasa L'Plaini. So Tais brings a machlegis, Rabbi Elazar holds it's good, she just can't marry the Plaini. And the Rabbanan hold, and that's called a shear in the get. That's that you left over in the get. So Mela doesn't work. Now Tais has waited all the way to Dafyut for this kasha, because Tais is asking the kasha because he'll be plucked to Kamari. Right? So Rabbi Elazar is the only one that holds it's good. According to Rabbanan, it doesn't work. So according to Rabbi Elazar, you have this case. Someone said that I'm giving you a get, I'm going to ask you don't marry Shimon. And she married Shimon's brother Reuven. And Reuven died and he had another wife. So Shimon can't marry her. Because for Shimon, she's going to be an Eishes Ish. If he marries her, the get's batal. So Mamela, do you say she patters a tzar? So Taisa, the only negay according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbanan, the get doesn't work. Again, it has to be krisus. It has to be that she's Mataris the Chaladim. Here, he left out someone. But the Raman and the Rajma asked this kasha early on the Mishnah, it's not Mazayit, because the Gemara in Gittin is Mashma. The Pashas of the Gemara is that there's a Machlaikas, the Mishnah, and they're basically rooted in the Braisa. The Mishnah holds the Machlaikas of Azriban is when you say Chutz Miplaini. You don't make it tonight. You say, I'm Megarish you, and this Gerishin takes effect for everyone except for Plaini. That Rabbanan hold is no such thing. Gerishin is Gerishin. But if you make a Tanai, you say, if you don't marry Plaini, then I'm being Megarish you. And if you do marry Plaini, then I'm afraid it's not a Gerishin. That's not a Shir. That's a Tanai. So that's why it works, even according to the Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, no. Chutz according to everyone doesn't work. The Machlokes is if Tanai is called a Shir. That's the Chari, the Pashas, the Sugya in Gittin. So that's why the Rabbanan Rajma, not Master Kasha. Everyone holds Almanas works. So let the Mishnah say Ish is Ish. But Taisus is going with them. The Mashash tells them, Mashash is because Taisus would hold, we could say the Mishnah goes like the Brachos based on Rabbi Yehuda. You could say that. So, Mel, you don't have a Kasha. But now that we're saying Pluk the Kamayi, you say even according to Reish of Yehuda, at least Rebbe Lezer holds Almanas works. Say Almanas according to Rebbe Lezer. So Taisus, one of Taisus' Terutzim is that even if we Pluk the Kamayi, we don't have to say every Shita. We only say Shita that the Tan of the Mishnah holds of. It's just that not everyone holds that way. So Pluk the Kamayi means even if I hold that way, but as long as there's one Shita not that way, I'm not going to say it. But Pluk the Kamayi means no, I'll say it because I hold that way, even though someone else doesn't hold that way. But if the Tan of the Mishnah hold the way, it doesn't have to say it. That's what Taisus says. But Al-Kabbalim, it's interesting. The Haggai's Ksam Seif at the end say that Taisus must have learned, and this is how the Ramban learns there in Gittin, that Lamaskonis Asugya, the Mishnah is even arguing by Almanas also. But Al-Kabbalim, that's a Shaila. If Almanas is a Machlokis Bechlal. But what's the Shaila? The Shaila Taisus asks, and Rishonim asking, is what's it did in this case? Someone's megarish his wife and says, Areyam Materis Adam, with the exception of Pliny. I mean, not with the exception, that's chutz. But Almanas, you don't get married to Pliny. And she married Pliny's brother. Which he patted at Tzara. So Taisus says in Arichus, but Taisus Iketeritz is that it's like Domil Achisisha. Not the same as Achisisha. Because Achisisha, at the time of the Nefilah, she is an Achisishtai. But here, she's not an Eshisish at this time. She's a total Grusha. If you were to be Miyamimer, she'll be an Eshisish. So, since the Taisus Nusach is, it's not Daimah to Achisisha. Achisisha is an Erev right away. And here, she's not an Erev now until the Bia. And then he says, and even if you're going to consider an Eshisish, because there is an Isser Eshisish, you rebuild her. Why? Because when you rebuild her, then the get will be batal and afreya. And when the get's batal, so then she's an Eshisish. So you say, am I allowed to be Baal or no? Why not? Because the Torah says, you know, I'll be Baal and Eshesish. Okay? So maybe that's called an Eshesish. So the Torah says, no. Because what will happen if you Baal her? So come day, she won't be Eshesach of Bechlal. Why? Because I'm afraid the Gael will be Batal, and when I'm afraid the gets Batal, so your brother's Kedusha didn't work. So the Torah means Manavshach. I would say, you could say she's not really an Eshesish, because right now she's not an Eshesish. She'll only be an Eshesish when you boil her, so she's not really considered an Eshesish. Elamayik and Akshin Zachayin, you're saying, yeah, but there's an Isser Eshesish to be boil her. Okay, but if I were to be boil her, then she won't be an Eshesach. So either way, the Tzara is not going to be a Tzara Serva. If I'm not boil her, so she'll never be an Eshesish. So she's not, then the Tzara won't be an Eshesish. Elamai, and if I am Bayalur, so then she'll be an Eshesish, but then she'll never be an Eshesach. So I did it so and be a Tzara Sarva. So as far as the Tzara is concerned, to say that she's a Tzara of an Eshesish, that she's falling even together with an Eshesish, is a tidy disaster. If the other Isha, the Baalus Tanai, is falling to Yibum, so then by definition, she's not an Eshesish. She's an Eshesish, so then she was never married to the brother. And if she's not an Eshesish, so then she can't answer. So even though regard to herself, you could consider her an Eshesish, because mitam Eshesish, she's a surlai, but you can't call the tzara a tzara serva. Now Taisus Nusach is, she's not daima to Achesisha, and the earth on air is marich a little bit, but he asks, like, what do you mean? There's a hekesh. It doesn't have to be daima, it's not a memetzinu, it's a hekesh. Shemesh even ala hekesh. But I think the Pshan Taisus Pashid, if the Isser of another Erev, you want to make a Pircha that's not the same as Achisish, you could say it's Ein Meshivan Ala Hekesh. But there, it's not a question the Erev of Eshes Ish as opposed to the Erev of Achisisha. The case in the Torah is a case of an Erev of B'Shas Nefila Patering. And the Hekesh tells you, Ula Rayis B'Shas Nefila Pater. But this is not an Erev of B'Shas Nefila, because she doesn't become an Eshes Ish until the Bia, so it's not the same case as the Torah's case. Even if Achis Isha would have had such a difference, the Achis Isha wouldn't be able to bat the Tzara. And then Taiz adds that other Knech, that even if you were to say that Chilag is not good enough, because Lemaisa there is an Isser Eshes Ish to be Bail her, but good. But the Isser Eshes Ish is a steward to being a Tzara Serva. Because if she's an Eshes Ish, and she can't be the Eshes Ach of the other brother also. So Al Kapanim, it's all to make it not daima to Achis Isha. It's not daima to the case of Tzara Serva of the Torah. The Hekesh is in the Erva. You have the same case, but a different Erva. instead of achisish, you have bita, you have a chesay. So memela, emesh even ala hekesh. But here, the case of the tzara is not there because you don't have the erva answering the tzara. The erva is not there. Elamai can say that's not good enough because there's the potential erva is there, but the potential erva is like a stira to her being a tzara. That's Taisus. Now Taisus mashma she is an erva. It's just not daimet achesisha. But the Ramban and Daf Beis, he says like this. A very interesting Ramban. In the first Ramban in the Masechta, he says, Taisus asks the question, what about Eishes Ish, al tanai that she doesn't marry a person and he marries the brother? He says, Ava bish is a kushish al kinder. He doesn't know the kashish, right? The Mishnah should write this. The Mishnahs have to say a case of tanai, but tanai moi kamairi. It's interesting. But he says, well, what about the halacha? He says, he thinks the halacha is that the tzar would be misyavim. It's not a tzar. But he says, his nusach is, She'ain't a tzar is erva klal. It was like, Gushi gemura eitz l'ruvain. Kishar kol ha'anashim. M'shnai ba'al masu alav, shle bitol seget mimenu mikolada. He doesn't say that she's not daim at achisisha. He says, she's not a tzar is erva. Because she's a grusha. She's not an erva. You have a tanai. You have a technical problem that, you're going to be bailah, so then the get will be bata for everyone. And if you're going to tell me he's not a grusha to him, so he mentions Taisus for it also. But Elashi Grusha Etzlai, it doesn't sound like he was really Masupik. He said she's divorced. If you say she's not divorced, so then Bechlam, she's not Naifa Leibim altogether. She can't pat the Tzara. She's never married to his brother. But she's divorced. That's what she is. That's a fact. You can't be violent because if you're miyamimer, so then l'mafreya she won't be divorced. Because man, you're not miyamimer, she's divorced. How could a tzara be a tzara zerva? That's actually stated in the Rashba. So it seems like a machlokes. Taisa seems to hold she's an erva. She's an erva called Eishesish. But she's not exactly like Achesisha. She can't pat the tzara because Achesish is already has the Issa Erva, it's already Chal Mishas Nefila. And her, the Issa Erva, is that will be Chal Mishas Nebiha. But else it's called an Erva. It's just not the same as Achesisha. And El, am I going to tell me it's not enough of a Chilik? Yeah, so I had another Knech. The tzara will never really be a tzara Erva because we're Manavshach. If he's not by alert, so she'll never be an Eishesish. If he is by alert, so then she'll never be an Eishesach, then she'll never have an Afila. Either way, the Tzara won't be a Tzara Serva. So Mila, she can't pat the Tzara. But Taisa doesn't say she's not an Erva. The Ramban and the Rashba say, she's a Grusha. She's divorced. What's the problem? You're right, it's true. Technically, if you bail her, then she won't be divorced. And rather, if that happens, she won't have been a life, so then also she won't pat the Tzara. But either way, right now she's divorced. If you'd be violent, she won't be divorced. But you weren't, so she's divorced. Everything's fine. How could she be a tzara serva? There's a gemara in Daf Lamed Beis that asks the following kasha: the mandiyam of ein issachal aliser that says the beinasa meis v'akach nasa chai. First the meis married, so first she was an eshesach, and then the chai got married. So the eshesach is not chal nis eshesach. So why taka didn't she misyabim? This achisish is not chal. So let it be misyabim. Ain't this the chal lisser? As if acting my akasha, growling akasha. So Gemara says, Amra Avashi, is achisish mitli tali v'koi. This achisish is hanging in the air. Ipaka is the ishesach. If the ishesach would ever go off, as is achisish v'chal, then it would be chal. Hilchal ipaka. So ishesach is not paka because hayes achisish is waiting in the wings. And if the Eishesach were to be Paka, she'll have an Issach Eishesha. So Eishesach is never Paka. As I state in the Gemara in Lamed Beis. So the Risk Rav in the Sefer Kedushim and Rizal Levi, Chazim v'Chalitza, he says that's what Taisus means. Same thing as that Gemara. A little bit bigger a Chiddush. That's what he says. That even though B'Payel, there's no Issach Eishesh yet. B'Payel, you can't say there's an Issach Eishesh. But it's waiting in the wings. If he's Miyam, it'll be an Eishesish. So Mela, that's why it's still considered she's an Eishesish. The thing is, Taisus there says that the reason why the case of Nasa Meis, Akach Nasa Chai, Lamandiyam, and Issachal Lisser, we have first the Eishesach and then the Achisisha. Why does she pat to the Tzaret? Taisus there says it's like islanders patis itzar. The Eishes Ach is patis itzar. The Eishes Ach doesn't go off because the Achesish is waiting for the Eishes Ach to go off. The Achesish will go on. So Mela, the Eishes Ach doesn't go off. It's the Eishes Ach the patis itzar. So the Biskirov says, we mentioned this Biskirov, and just we're saying a little more of the context of what he said. He says, as you said, that Tzara Sarev is not a Ptur, it's an Isser. So Mela, that's why Taisus couldn't say the Achesish patis itzar. Because there is no Achesisha. If it's a Ptur, so since the Achesisha patis the Erevim, it could pat the Tzara. But since, in the Risky Rav's opinion, Tzara's Erev is an Isser, so the Isser, and the Isser happens only to Yomaka Mitzvah, but you need the actual Erevim to pat the, to ask the Tzara, and you don't have it. So that's what he explains Taisus there. So Eishasach the pat is the Tzara. So what's our case, Taisus Kasha? How could the Eishasish pat the Tzara? It's not there. It could pat the Erevim, but it can't pat the Tzara. Pata the Eishasish yourself, the balance Tanai is pata because of Eishasish. But the Eishasish pile is not here, how could it pata the Tzara? So the Biskir Rav says, very interesting, he says, you're right, Taisus Kasha was on the Eishasach. The Eishasach should pata the Tzara. Why? Because since the Negei, the Erva, the Eishasish could pata her, because it's waiting in the wings, and if she's Baal, there'll be an Eishasish. That's why the Eishasish pata is the Erva. Now she becomes an Eishasach. So Taisus Kasha is that the Eishasach should pat the Tzara. And what's Taisus Teretz? Taisus Teretz is the Eishasach can't pat the Tzara because if you were to be Bayal, come day she never was an Eishasach. So that's not considered a Tzara of an Eishasach. It's one of Shach. If you're not Bayal, you're not an Eishasish. And if you were Bayal, you're not an Eishasach. So that's why it can't be a Tzara Tzara. But that's a little bit schwer. Because if Taisus Kasha was Gebait and Eishasach patterning the Tzara, so what's the first part of Taisus Teretz? First part of Taisus Teretz is she's not doing metachisisha because achisisha is also b'shas nefila, and here she's not also till the bia. But it's not the eishes. It's not the eishesish that's patterning. It's the eishesach that's patterning. The eishesach is here right now. Elamai the second part because since when you boil you're one of the eishesach, but that's not what Taisus says. The Elam Taka asks. Enachinami, the Eishasish can't pat the Tzara. But since Taisus holds that she's pater from Chalitza, which we're going to explain soon, so why isn't the Eishasach pat the Tzara? By Balas Tanai. So this is one of the examples of the Yeshiva Shi Yisayin, of Chaim Shi Yisayin, that the Eishasach, the Eishasach, the Eishasach, the Eishasach that's not the problem, can't pat the Tzara. We spoke about this Yisayin before, and Yeshivas are called Eishasach the Memela. We had a few examples. For instance, Sarah Saita to a Bayal, according to Taisus. Taisus holds, you don't say Sarah by a Bayal because you don't have it by a Baal. So, fact of out, okay? But what about Sarah Seishasach? And Chaim said it by Mu'uberes, that the Gemara says that Mu'uberes doesn't pater the Tzarah, vana nepaita chaitzel avra oilam. If let's say, one of the wives is two wives, one of the wives is pregnant. So as soon as the baby's born, everyone's pater. But till the baby's born, there's an issi of Amal Ashok. So in fact, Reb Chaim, it's mavur, that if he's boil, the pregnant woman, even before the baby is born, and then the Ben Kiyom is born, he has his Bekaris. So she's an Eishasach, even now. So why don't you pater the Tzara, it's Eishasach. So that's what he says, he's saying, it's not the Eishasach that's the problem. It's the Ibu that's the problem. Such an Eishasach doesn't pater the Tzara. Yeah, b'chai v'yasei, if you hold this Eishasach. But this is one of the examples. A Baal Snai, if you're going to say she's part of Chalitza Pashas is an Issa Eishasach, why isn't it pater the Tzara? The Eishas of Chaim Shisayid, it's not the Issa Eishasach that's causing the problem here, the Yibum. It's just granted as an Eishasach because the problem of the Yibum is caused to the Eishasach, goes to the Tanai. That type of Eishasach doesn't pater the Tzara. Now, L'chaira, Taisus it says that there's a Issa Erva. It's just not Daimet Achisisha, and that's why it doesn't pat the Tzara. And the Rishayim, the Ramban Rashba, it says that she's, what's the problem? She's a Grusha. The Chayre should be arguing about Chalitza. The Rashba Taka holds that she does need Chalitza. The Rashba's Mayrach about it. He says, there's no Kol She'ena Oil Le'Yibam Ena Oil Le'Chalitza. Because she really is a Libum. We're not talking about it tonight. We're not talking about it as a trick, right? That if she'll be Mi'avim, she'll end up being an Eishes Ish. So Meli got a problem. It's just Davar Achet, Sukhsar Nechetimsa, Davar Achet, it's Garim Leli Yasser. That's not called Ein Libum. if she were to be miyabim, so then it will be asa, because then the issa will be chal. But now, she's not an eina el leibim. She ground as eina el leibim, but it's not. She's not the etzim eina el leibim. If she were to be miyabim, she'll be an eishes ish. She'll be an eishes ish. So it'll be asa. But right now, she wasn't miyabim. She's not an eishes ish. So Mel, there's nothing wrong with the get. That's why he says Rambanu bichalitzi. He says the Rambanu is not that way. And he defers to the Rambanu. That's what he held in Svar. But according to Taisus, like we said, we'll go with the Risky Rav Svar. The Lamaisa, she's considered to be an Eishas Ish because the Eishas Ish prevents the Yibum. So that means that if Yibum, she's an Eishas Ish. So Mel, she's Pata. She can't Pata the Tzara. Not Daimat Achis Isha, who's already in Achis Isha now. And the other Taina, it's like Eichas Chavel Vishnei Roshim. You're saying she's a Tzara Venetius Ish. She's either, it's either an Eichas Ish, and she's not a Tzara. And she's a Tzara, it's not an Eichas Ish. Good, so it's not the same. But she's an Erva. So Mel Nerva is part of Chalitza, because she ain't leaving by Rice. The Rice is not an Erva, she's a Grisha. The Ramban's a little Shred. The Ramban also says she ain't the Erva. And he said, I mean, his lashon is that she's a grusha gemura vein sarasa saras erva klal. That means she's not an erva, so why she should be chaylitz? So b'chanan and kayvitz saras emeis gimel says there's two dinim in kala el yibum el chalitza. There's one din that if you ponder from yibum, you mufka from yibum, there's no zikas yibum, so that afka from chalitza also. That's a din of kol shein el yibum el chalitza. But there's another din. That if Yidin doesn't work, Chalitza doesn't work. So it's faith in. You have a letzah by Muberis, like we spoke about. They brought a lot by Muberis with a Chalitza, with a Nefil. A Muberis that ends up being Mapil, the Chalitza B'Shas and Muberis doesn't work, and the Yidin Musanat, it goes together. Shad is, if Yidin doesn't work, Chalitza doesn't work. There's another din. So it's faith in. So even though she's not the Etzim Pata from Yibum, she's not an Erev, she's a Grusha Gemura. But Lamaisa, Yibum won't work. That's what their man holds. If Yibum doesn't work, Chalitza doesn't work. Aye, so let's say that she's also Lashuk. No. If there's an impossibility to do either Yibum or Chalitza, so Tara's not going to do a Zika for nothing. So that's a Melam Afkir Zika. But the site isn't that the Afkar of Yibum is Afkar for Chalitza. It is not Afkar of Yibum. The impossibility of Yibum makes that the chalitza won't work. Once the chalitza won't work, the mela, the Torah is not going to make a zika for nothing, and the mela shall be pater.